Real people portrayed in the Oscar-winning film The Social Network have spent the past year saying that while they thought the movie was great, it was pretty much a work of fiction, at least as far as the portrayal of them was concerned. That's almost certainly because most of the major characters don't come off terribly well. Much of the action in The Social Network is driven by the real-life lawsuit Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, along with their partner Divya Narendra, filed against Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And while most of the movie's characters were shown to be overly privileged, entitled, scheming, thoughtless, selfish, drunk, and overly privileged, the Winklevoss twins come in here for special mention. All those things, plus wealthy, handsome, Olympians, and members of the Harvard crew, they are difficult to feel sorry for in any capacity, least of all one involving the justice system. In fact, there are only two ways they could be less sympathetic to the average American. One, if they told an interviewer they had tiger blood. Or two, if they claim the $65 million settlement they eventually got from Facebook wasn't enough. So only someone bucking for a sequel could have guessed that the three boys, referred to collectively by the court as the Winklevosses, felt that the $65 million settlement they eventually got from Facebook wasn't enough. The Winklevosses, it turns out, thought they'd been had. Or, as Chief Judge Alex Kaczynski of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently put it, they felt they'd been, quote, bested by a competitor and sought to gain through litigation what they were unable to achieve in the marketplace, unquote. The Winklevoss's federal claim was that in their negotiations, Facebook, a company that is not publicly traded, had kept from them the true value of its stock, and so they'd settled for about a quarter of what they would have settled for had they been more fully informed. This, they claimed, was in violation of an SEC regulation known as 10b-5. But the federal district court disagreed, as did, last week, the Ninth Circuit. Judge Kaczynski, writing for the court, said, quote, the Winklevosses are sophisticated parties who were locked in a contentious struggle over ownership rights in one of the world's fastest-growing companies. They engaged in discovery, which gave them access to a good deal of information about their opponents. They brought half a dozen lawyers to the mediation. Howard Winklevoss, father of Cameron and Tyler, former accounting professor at Wharton School of Business and an expert in valuation, also participated. A party seeking to rescind a settlement agreement by claiming a 10b-5 violation under these circumstances faces a steep uphill battle, unquote. In short, smart kid hoodwinks you in a Harvard dorm room, shame on him. Smart kid hoodwinks you, your six lawyers, and your Wharton professor father in a California boardroom, shame on you. Mop up that river of tears with the $65 million. Of course, this defeat takes place in a context somewhat different than when the boys originally filed the suit. It turns out Facebook is more valuable than they thought, making the Winklevoss settlement worth something in the neighborhood of $150 million. A pretty nice neighborhood to you and me, but not something they're satisfied with. Judge Kaczynski, for his part, seems to have had as much sympathy for the Winklevosses as the average person, spicing his opinion with a number of salty phrases, encouraging the boys to get on with the rest of their lives, and stopping just short of telling them to take their grievance and row it out on the Charles River. At the end of the opinion, he notes, quote, at some point, litigation must come to an end. That point has now been reached, unquote. Well, not quite. According to the Winklevoss attorney, they're filing a petition for a rehearing conducted by the entire Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. With any luck, maybe they'll finally get their justice. I'm Travis McDade.